Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 76, Preparing for 2020, Reflect on the Year. Hi, I'm Sharique Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead marketing strategist and web designer. And what we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, by Rashana Price. Rashana, how are you?
Hey, Sharique, I'm doing great. Hello, everyone. I am Rashana Price, a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to give to the world, and I help my clients do that through coaching, speaking, and training. You can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Awesome. So we're talking about preparing for 2020, right? And just the name itself, 2020, just makes it sound like it's a very powerful year, you know, powerful number. And the way we prepare, you know, prepare for going forward is looking backwards and reflecting. And we talked about this last year when we were looking at preparing for 2019, how you can just take an inventory of what did I do? What worked this year? I'm not going to say what you did right, what you did wrong, but what worked, what didn't work, what will I do different for, you know, for next year? And just finding a way to document that and have it ready so when January 1 comes, you are ready to hit the ground running. And so looking back on the year, you know, we can easily say, okay, what worked well? You know, for me, it was a move. It was more speaking engagements I wanted. I'm still writing my book, and it will be fully written before this year is over. So that will be something that I will say. And the fact that even I moved and I'm still growing, you know, my business and I'm still able to get even more clarity as I grow. And so that was a good thing that worked for me. What did not work for me, of course, I want my book to be done sooner. But that wasn't, you know, the plan. I had other things that came up, which helped me instead. It gave me actually more clarity on getting my book done. And I would say also that work, I did not anticipate moving. Did not at all to anticipate that. I thought I would be right in North Carolina, but God had a different plan. So, you know, I was able just to pivot and just keep going and keep the ball rolling. And more specifically, it did not work. I would say for me is I am definitely looking at attracting different clientele and not just those within, you know, within my circle, but more expanding to those who are not just working with people who say they can, you know, who need the work, but they really, really need to invest more. So I'm definitely looking at revamping and reshaping who my client base will be moving forward in 2020 and no longer working with people based on relationship. While that has worked and has given me a great foundation and while that has taught me an immense amount of, you know, how to perfect my customer onboarding process and it's taught me how to, you know, work as far as my project management skills and tracking my projects and whatnot, my business income and revenue and making sure all that's in place. That was great for it, but now I'm taking it up to a higher notch in 2020. So I can say that I'm no longer doing that. I will be working more and solely with those clients who are definitely able to invest on a higher level. So those are my reflections as I look back on that 2019 and how I'm helping myself prepare and using these last few weeks and days to get myself ready for 2020. How about you? Hello, Rashana?
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, so I, you know, what worked, your list, I was like, that's really good. But I wrote down what worked for me was actually letting go of expectations of what I thought the year would be, because right. I really thought this year I would attract many more independent clients into coaching when actually I attracted more organizations with clients into coaching. So letting go of the expectation of where the clients were coming from for me was helpful to allow there to be a little bit of room. That may not be my long-term strategy because you have to niche at some point and continue to like refine what that looks like. I understand all of that. So I put that in the, what worked is letting go of the expectations, What also worked for me was focusing on sales and like my, what I call hustle stats, to continue to put myself out there, because I naturally, while I enjoy speaking, I enjoy working with large crowds, small crowds of people. I'm not naturally a person that enjoys having conversations with people where then there has to be the ask. Like, I've gotten good at that, but at the beginning of the year, I was not. So I put that into practice as a goal to be much more sales focused, because people do want you to ask them if they'd like, would you like to try my services? Would you like to come on board? And I wasn't giving them the opportunity. So my mindset has completely shifted from hoarding, what I call hoarding my awesomeness, to giving it, like giving people an opportunity to have an offer presented, and then it's their choice if they want to do it or not, but giving them the offer. And that's worked really well. So the thing that has not worked for me is that I thought that I was going to do like a big photo shoot, kind of a rebrand or do something different. And I just didn't. Like I was kind of not sure, but then I ended up writing this book halfway through the year. And so my focus just went off of, I guess, the external look and feel more to the internal. Let me make sure that before I rebrand, I know exactly what I'm rebranding to. And so as I say it out loud, I'm like, well, maybe it's not that it didn't work. It's just, I delayed it because it's, maybe it's even strategic. So, and then the other thing that didn't work that I am glad that I let go of was waiting for verbal like confirmations from people. So if people said to me, hey, like, we're going to do this, or I want you to be a part of this, or like, I want to sign on with you. And if they didn't follow up, like if I followed up with them and they kept saying like, oh, we're going to do it. I would hold the date where I don't do that anymore. Like now I'm like, okay, well, like when you're ready, you'll come. Yeah. So I think that's a part of like what didn't work was like this understanding that I can't do it like this moving forward. And so I've been able to make a shift. And like, I want to be able to do more of that in 2020, like being very much like, here's when I'm available, here's when I'm not available for events or opportunities, and then getting much more clear on, here are the days when I'm coaching individual clients, here's the days that I'm writing, here's the days when I'm out networking.
Right. So setting, so like you're talking about setting boundaries, you know.
Boundaries. I think like when I think about 2019, heading into 2020, 2019 has been this year of exploring and like exposure and trying new things and shifting this recipe and this model of what I thought my business was going to be to what it's evolving to be. And I think that that has worked for me, is being fluid in letting the structure and the shaping and who the clients are be molded, versus me trying to force it into a certain niche.
Right. And that's part of, you know, I see it as part of this growth and letting go of like taking your hands off the wheel and saying, okay, God, you got it. And wherever you take me, wherever our destination is, I trust you that is where I need to be, you know, because that's a powerful thing, you know, as far, especially when you said the expectations, you know, of who you work with. I mean, that's just something that, you know, for me was always a big thing, because, you know, we're taught to name your person and that's your person. And sometimes that may not be, the person.
Well, you know, yeah. Go ahead. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like sometimes that's not the person. And God's like, no, your blessings, like you said, you're working with individuals and now you find organizations. You know, it's like sometimes you got to be open to that pivot and just be open that what you started off with in January may not be, you know, what it is in December. And be open to accepting that instead of beating up yourself or the situation to say, okay, well, all right, I'm going to make this pivot. Because that's really business. You have to make sure that you are flexible and that you're able to pivot. And if you're fighting over the guy for the wheel, you may just say, you know what, take it then. I'm trying to take you where you want to go, but if you want to take the wheel, go ahead. You know what I mean? So you have to be able to be open to sometimes the road's going to curve to the left, sometimes the road's going to curve to the right, and just be open to go where God is leading us to go, even if it's not anywhere remotely close to where we thought we'd be.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, yeah, exactly, because it's like, it's kind of like, you know, when you're driving in your car and when you make a turn, the wheel automatically then kind of turns back when you're kind of finishing that turn. It's kind of like that. It's like this understanding, at least when I first started my coaching business and was getting coaching from another coach, getting some mentorship, there was this model of like, okay, well, Roshana, you've been at a high level executive position, a senior director, like you've worked in big organizations. So you should be going for like big high-end clients.
Right.
But that hasn't been the business. That hasn't been the business that's been brought to me. There have been a few clients that I've worked with and I've been able to help them, but the joy and the gift has been in helping people that are in the middle, trying to figure out like, ooh, do I really want to be that high level director, senior director, executive, VP? If I do, like, let's really talk, like, help me think through what I have to sacrifice to not only get there, but stay there and feel whole and feel good. And so often, I think there's at least in my experiences, what I've seen is there is this model of if you're going to coach, then coach at this high executive level or help people get there. And it's like, yeah, but once they get there, then what? Like getting there is not enough.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I guess if you're listening out there based on my list, I would say have a plan for your business for sure. Definitely have a plan for it, but leave room for God to show up and show out for sure.
Absolutely. Because we know we don't have all the answers. And yeah, it may not be the answer may not be what you think, but it's where he says he wants you to be. Mm-hmm. So just be open to being led and guided by him.
Yeah.
And that's really where, you know, you will find the blessings. And like you said, letting go of those expectations, especially if you're, you know, recovering control freak like me, who I want this done, I want that done here by this date and this done by that date. And if it doesn't happen, then there's something wrong with me. I need to fix this. That's just headed for disaster.
Yeah, especially because you moved, like, right at the beginning of.
Yeah.
Did we make goals to write a book? I think we did. Like, we had talked about something. But, like, your book didn't happen because you moved. And, like, that's a big undertaking. And to be truthful, I wouldn't have written the book that I wrote. Because the book that I thought I was going to write is not actually the book that I published. It's only after I had the encounter in Dallas with based on telling these stories and coming off of the stage and women saying, I want to buy your book, that I was like, oh, I guess I got to put this in the book. Because this is not at all what was in the book. I was going to write a great book about an awesome life and how you live awesome and it's all great and good. But the truth is like my life hasn't been all great and all good, and the only reason that I have this positive faith-based life is because of all the bullying and demeaning and being diminished that has led me to this belief.
Right. And see, that's the thing, you didn't know that until
I didn't know that
you got that demand, And then you're like, oh, okay, cool. You heard from the people.
Right.
And so God spoke to you in that way to say, no, this is what I want you to write about. You know, because what happened with me is, you know, I became an I Am Remarkable facilitator. And what attracted me to that is because it talks directly about what, you know, I was going to write about my book is women who feel who are afraid to speak out, afraid to talk about themselves, afraid of coming off salesy when they are trying to either get promoted or grow their business. And they're shying away from their excellence. And I said, wow, this is amazing that I, you know, was able to stumble upon this experience and this opportunity, because that goes right along with what the goals of my book are. And so now here's even added fuel that I can now take that I didn't know about early in the year. That now I can take it with me. So when I speak to women's groups, I can talk about my experiences and how I was at that point in my life and how I got out of it to where I'm like standing in front of you now talking, you know what I mean?
Right.
Cause you would, I mean, speaking is not something, I mean, I'd rather have been probably thrown into traffic than have to get up in front of the church or anyone to speak or anywhere. And, but growth, you know, that's what brings you through those uncomfortable moments to where you are now, to where I am now. So I can definitely, now even more and have more clarity of mind of, okay, this is what I need to definitely focus on and share my story in this way. And so, you know, as I sit down and fill out the outline and really dig deep into my experiences, I'll be able to really connect with more women and how they too can speak out about themselves proud without feeling as if they're a braggart or cheesy or something like that.
That is good. See, and now you have tools and resources and all of that.
Absolutely. So I am definitely, like you mentioned, you know, reshaping. My schedule's always been Tuesday through Thursday. Monday and Friday were always like my free days, my admin days where I catch up and I get other things done, either in home or in the family or in the business. I give myself those 2 days, those bookends of my week, to handle any unfinished business that wasn't handled between Tuesday and Thursday. And, you know, those will also now be my days that I really dig deep and really iron out and knock out this book. And so that's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that. So that's really great.
Nice. I'm excited for you.
Just to keep going with
that and seeing what 2020 is going to bring. I know we're going to be talking about goals for 2020. If you're listening out there, if you're already, I mean, it's crazy how the time is flying, but we have to keep moving forward and setting goals and then, but also living out our faith in our businesses. So I'm excited for us to talk about that too.
Absolutely. And so we definitely thank you all for listening to us and thank you all for just, you know, using this time to get yourselves ready for 2020 and making sure that you are prepared. Just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. I'm Cherie. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. My Facebook business page is Digital Innovation Media Group. And I'm the only Cherie L. Richardson on LinkedIn. Roshana, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook and on Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness. And on LinkedIn and Twitter as Roshana Price.
Awesome. Well, we thank you all for listening and chatting with us, and we will definitely talk with you next time.